North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show is about nonprofits here in our region in Northern California. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, and today we're going to do an interview with Sheila McQuaid. She'll be talking about a new program called the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. So I'd like to welcome Sheila McQuaid from Chico State, and you work in the Chico State Center for Healthy Communities.
That's correct. So I work at it's the nonprofit arm of Chico State under Chico State Enterprises is what it's called. And so our center is under that Chico State Enterprises umbrella.
And so what Maria, who is a programmer there at KZFR, she's the one that had connected you and I, which I so appreciate that, Maria.
I'm a huge fan of her show, Audio Fix, every other Sunday.
Me too. But she had mentioned this program that you're starting up, which is the 530 Food Rescue Project. Is that right?
It's called the 530 Food Rescue Coalition.
And it's a gleaning project. Is that right?
It's actually not a gleaning project.
Okay.
I don't think we would refuse assisting gleaners, but the actual focus of this baby project that we're just launching. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. We called it the 530 Food Rescue Coalition because we do feel that it needs to be a coalition of partnerships in our area to really facilitate food donations and diverting food waste away from the landfill. Gleaning, you know, it's interesting. So if we want to get into the weeds on this project, you know, typically food that is gleaned, if you want to be technical about it, you know, is left in the fields or left on the trees. And so really the food that we're targeting with this food rescue is food that would be headed to the landfill if we weren't to intervene and redirect edible food to agencies that can distribute it to folks who need food, or food that's past its prime to another way to process that food, either to a compost project or diverting it to farmers and ranchers that can possibly use that food as animal feed, you know, or other ways to deal with food waste rather than putting it into the landfill, which is a huge issue for greenhouse gas emissions. So a little bit of background on this project. It's coming out of a partnership with Butte Community Action Agency and the Center for Healthy Communities. I've been working in local food system work for, you know, over a decade. And really this idea was hatched out of a meeting. We were at Butte County Office of Ed, an annual convening called the Cal Kids Anti-Hunger Summit. And I bumped into Tim Hawkins from Community Action Agency, and he was talking about this project, trying to get a food rescue operation running in this area to not only address hunger, which, you know, I mean, the conservative estimates in Butte County is 1 in 4 children are experiencing food insecurity and hunger. 20% of Californians, you know, it's just shocking numbers. So our first focus is really reducing the amount of food waste and redistributing food to people who need it. That's not to say there aren't programs happening in Butte County, because there are. We have the North State Food Bank. We have the Contra Costa Solano Food Bank up here doing food rescue with Feeding America. But there's still gaps, and there's still people who aren't accessing food. And in addition to that, the 530 Food Rescue Coalition is partially funded through funding that's really food waste diversion from the landfill. So there's a Senate bill called Senate Bill 1383 that was passed and is imposing some mandates on counties to divert organic waste away from the landfill. And this has been a real education for me. I have a farming background. I'm a foodie. I thought I knew a lot about food and compost. But as I've been getting more educated about the impact of organic waste on the landfill, it's shocking what a negative impact it is as far as contributing to greenhouse gases.
Wow.
So we really are looking to, with this project, address hunger, but we're also really looking to work with Duke County and support their mandated goals of food waste diversion. The SB 1383 requires Butte County to have a 75% reduction of landfilled organic waste by 2025. That's really soon. And, you know, 20%, the goal under SB 1383 is a 20% recovery of currently disposed edible food for human consumption by 2025. So those are giant increases for food waste diversion.
Sure.
And I know the county is working very hard to address those, and they have some waste management and recology, have composting projects slated. The county has some composting options slated, but none of those are going to be enough to meet these goals on their own. And so, you know, that's the concept behind this project. And what we're trying to do, and we're just starting, is we've purchased some software that other communities around the country are using called Food Rescue US. And so what we're trying to do is create a tech platform that would make donating food easier for people. It would connect food generators, businesses that are making food, able to post donations, and then social service agencies that are distributing food already would be able to claim donations that would work for their program. In between the donors and the recipients, there'll be an opportunity also for volunteers to rescue food donations. And so it's new. We're right now just trying to get a feel for the niche for this project. Like, what lane is this project going to work really well for? So because we are affiliated with Chico State, we, you know, immediately try to figure out ways that we can engage our students. And, you know, young people are very excited about the idea of food rescue. It's a project that really resonates with them. The future of our planet is a project that really resonates with them. And so I have a couple of program assistants I'm working with right now. And, you know, we are really excited to see where this project goes. But, you know, one lane that we can really envision as we get Chico State students back on campus and back in our community is having students do a food rescue internship with us. Mm-hmm. And provide some of that rescuing manpower, woman power to pick up and drop off donations. But, you know, it really will offer an opportunity for a lot of people in the community to get engaged. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess what I like to say about this project, I'm so excited about this project because really there's no downside. You know, we're going to address hunger. We're gonna work to reduce the impact of food waste on the landfill and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And we're really seeking to build community with this project, you know, and offer these opportunities to volunteer through a tech-based platform where people really could, you know, sign up, become a volunteer, and then see, you know, I've got a half an hour where I could pick up a food rescue and drop it off within the community and really integrate it into their regular day. Or, you know, I could also see, you know, folks that work in Chico picking up a food donation or a rescue and then transporting it up the hill to Magalia. or out to Concow or mm-hmm. some of our rural communities where food access is a real issue. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a big rural geographical area, and sometimes it's really just the transportation piece that's a barrier. You know, the other thing is I've been in the food business for a long time too, and absolutely no one in the food business likes waste. You know, farmers don't love it. When we talk about 40% of food grown is wasted, that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of water. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of money going down the drain. Restaurants don't love to see food waste. No one likes to see, grocers don't like to see food waste. But I think one of the barriers that is really real in the food business, with, you know, margins being very thin, people just don't have the time to coordinate food donation on top of everything else they're doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, really our goal is to make food, donating food convenient mm-hmm. for people, easier for people to get involved in. And so.
So is, you know, I never thought so much about wasted food. Isn't that, for, you know.
I'm sorry, because now that's all you're going to think about.
I know. So like a restaurant, say, just has food that goes bad, outdated, whatever, grocery stores, and then they just take it to the landfill.
There are progressive companies out there that are, you know, composting, donating. There's a lot that's happening because people do care about it, but it does happen that way. Or, you know, I've been talking to my staff, and a lot of them have worked in restaurants, and they say, you know, a likely scenario is, these days, someone orders online, pays for the order, and never picks it up.
Doesn't the things that are in the landfill compost there? I mean, sometimes I put things in the garbage that I mean, we have a compost pile, but I think, well, the landfill can use a little organic matter.
I'm really happy to hear you say that, because that's how I felt about it. I thought, you know, in my brain of just being a composter and a farmer and a gardener and a foodie, I just thought, you know, what's a little organic waste? It's probably helpful.
I did.
And I wish I could explain the science to you right now, and I'll have to get better about that, but it is absolutely not helpful. And it contributes to, I had some data pulled up about the amount of greenhouse gas emissions, but it's one of the major contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. And I'm also sorry to tell you that household waste is a major contributor to
That's what I was going to ask you.
Absolutely not positive. And it really makes me feel good to hear you say that, because I that was my inclination too. I thought, oh, a little bit of, you know, food waste, probably helpful.
Yeah. No,
it's really not. Well, it's not, and it's filling up our landfill, and our landfill isn't, it's going to be full.
You're listening to an interview with Sheila McQuaid from the Center for Healthy Communities at Chico State. This is about a program called the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. We'll take a break and come back to our interview. To return to our pre-recorded interview with Sheila McQuaid from the Center for Healthy Communities at Chico State, talking about the 530 Food Rescue Coalition program. Thanks for staying tuned to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name's Bobby, and this is North State Give and Take.
You know, the other piece is organic waste can be processed with compost systems, with vermicompost systems, with, you know, biodigesters. There's some experiments, but removing it from the landfill and then returning it to a nutrient that we can use in our gardens and on our farms is such a 100% positive turnaround. Yeah. You know, there's no one solution. It's really going to come from multiple ways to reduce the amount of food that's headed to the landfill. Yes. So, you know, education around what people can do at home. Your compost pile is a great example. If you have room for that and the ability to have compost at home, that's fantastic. I know the county's looking at curbside pickup options.
That would be great.
That is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be a process of building the capacity to compost that food.
Uh-huh.
So we really do need to look at funding all avenues for processing food waste, because as you said, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And you can't prevent it.
No.
I mean, but there are techniques. You know, I feel like this Food Rescue Coalition, we will be looking at all the avenues to support reducing food waste in the landfill, which will include public education about how to preserve the food in your refrigerator. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing that hits home for people. How much of the food that you're buying at the grocery store do you end up throwing in the garbage can?
I know.
That's, you know, so some of that is around, you know, education about shopping and planning meals, best ways to preserve what you do buy, you know, that type of education, in addition to home composting, mm-hmm. neighborhood composting,
mm-hmm.
You know, all these layers are going to add up to a better situation. The county is going to work really hard and provide us with what they can. But in addition to that, if we can get some more small composting projects, that could have a significant impact as well. And then the fruits of that labor could be more accessible to local gardeners too, because I don't know about you, but buying compost is really expensive.
It is. And you never really know what you're getting.
True.
I mean, if you're buying it from a big box store,
true.
I remember seeing a little business some years ago where people came and picked up your compost and took it and did, you know, what a great little business that was. It didn't take off, I guess, but maybe those kind of things will take off a little bit more now.
Was that here in Chico?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that when Grub, I have a memory of Grub was riding bicycles around and picking
yes.
up compost.
Yes. And picking, you could put your stuff out and, you know, just talking about this, I'd love to be able to think that that's what was going to happen with my compost, even more than what I do with mine, which is just put it in a pile, you know, and dig it around a little bit. But I'd love to have somebody that I knew was going to do a good composting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another leg of this. You know, we're in baby stage one. We have a logo and we're talking to partners and we're getting rolling and we can't wait to see which way we go. But, you know, another option is I had chickens for years.
Yeah.
So I was like you. I had a compost pile in my backyard and it never grew. But the chickens ate it. The chickens ate everything I put out there. And
yeah.
So I never had guilt about produce in my fridge going bad because at least I was feeding the chickens.
Yes.
I've moved recently and I'm on a smaller piece of property and I don't have chickens anymore. And so, you yeah. know, I always have to practice what I preach. And so now I am completely obsessed with food waste and not putting a drop of it into my garbage can. And it's a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I said that the other day. I wish I knew somebody with a pig.
Well, that's what we're hoping to connect people with. So this app is called Food Rescue US. We're just getting started. But our vision is if we can have community partners represented to donate and receive edible food. We also would like to represent farmers and ranchers who would be interested in picking up or receiving food scraps for their pigs, for their chickens. And, you know, if the app could provide that platform so that someone who is interested in working with a particular organization, a ranch, a compost project, just to be able to go on your phone or your computer and get that answer. Where can I donate this food easily? It feels like a really great solution to work on, and a good use of technology. It's interesting because, you know, I've been part of food system projects in the area for over a decade now on different levels. And so, you know, everyone has their systems that they feel comfortable with. There are food rescues happening with different organizations, but we're really seeking to find the gaps in what's happening now and seeing where, you know, it might not be for everyone to jump on an app or on a website, but there are plenty of people that our food distributions aren't reaching, our food rescue projects aren't reaching, and we're interested to see who we can reach with technology. Mm-hmm. And just admittedly, you know, it's not an all or nothing. None of these are all or nothing solutions. They're just an additional complement to the food system, because the food system is very complicated. It is. Everybody has their own stake in it. And so, you know, I am not naive enough to say that, you know, this is going to be the be all end all. This is one project where we really feel it has the potential to make a positive impact on our community. And as we said, in three areas, you know, reducing hunger, reducing waste, and building community connection. I think people are hungry for that.
Yeah.
You know, they want to help, and time is short, but, you know, if there's simple ways that they can pick up and help someone in a spare hour that they have, or a half an hour, or a regular delivery that they, a food rescue that they dedicate themselves to every single Thursday at 3 o'clock, because they know, you know, the bagel shop is going to have 20 bags of bagel that they can drive and drop off at, you know, a shelter that will distribute them. That's a real community building project.
Sure.
But to be part of the solution with that, I think makes everyone feel more connected. You know, I think there's a lot of interest in that in Butte County right now.
So a good way to keep track of what you're doing.
They can email us at 530foodrescue@csuchico.edu.
Okay.
They can reach out to me at the Center for Healthy Communities. My number is 530-898-3574, and they can leave an office message there. They could certainly stop at our farmers market booth and ask for more information, but that project isn't really directly related yet to the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. So I would say if there are agencies and entities that are interested in becoming part of this coalition, they can feel free to reach out to me by email. Also, we will be doing some press releases and some social media campaigns and looking towards hosting a welcome webinar for people that want to be involved in the Rescue Coalition. And we're going to get a date out there. We're thinking around Earth Day would be a good time to have a webinar. You know, it's always challenging and interesting to start a new local food project during a pandemic.
yes.
Luckily, it seems that we're on, you know,
yeah, a good path.
The light is at the end of the tunnel now. And so this spring, we feel, is probably a great time to launch this project, but we will be hosting a webinar that'll be available for people to get more information, to find out how they can be involved, whether they want to be a food donor, if they're a business that, you know, has extra food and feels a little frustrated, not knowing where they can donate that food. We'd like to hear from them. And then the volunteer piece in the middle is the big X factor. So if there's also people in the community that feel like they just want to volunteer and this resonates with them and they'd like to be involved, that webinar will be a great way for people to learn about how easy it's going to be, how they can interact with our app or our website, and get involved. What we're really trying to do with this project is to create new pathways for food donations. And, you know, that needs a little attention at first. People sure. need that help to get connected with what right. works. But uh-huh. then once the relationships are built, then we're good to go.
I'm so glad we got to talk.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for reaching out. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'll look forward to reconnecting with you.
Yes, let's do that. Let's reconnect.
As we get rolling.
Yes.
Yeah, because this really is. I mean, we are just starting. So it was just such a treat to have you reach out and ask about this project in its formative stages. And I would love to reconnect with you this summer and see how far we've gotten with food donations.
All right. We'll do that. Thank you, Sheila.
Super. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Sheila McQuaid talking about the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. If you'd like to get in touch with Sheila after this conversation, you can call her at 898-3574 or email 530foodrescue@csuchico.edu. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to hear any of my other interviews, including this one, you can go to kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesdays, go down to North State Give and Take, and all my interviews are labeled there and easy to find. And if you're interested in being on North State Give and Take, please email me at Here Today, heartoday@gmail.com, and I'd love to do an interview with you. Thanks for listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. Stay tuned for Radioactive and Ginger, and come back next week at 6 o'clock for North State Give and Take.